Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Just 4 weeks ago, I said how rare it was to find a jazz interpretation of Gilbert and Sullivan's Picado. I seem to remember at the time I said I couldn't even think of one other recording. Well, here in my own collection is another version.
Thank you.
a World Pacific LP called Mikado, a jazz interpretation by Freddie Gambrill with Paul Horn, and it was recorded in Los Angeles, April 58. Gambrill on piano had just been introduced to the jazz world the very previous month by drummer Chico Hamilton. Gambrill made one other album as a leader at the same time as Mikado, and that was it for this extraordinarily gifted muso. Well, not exactly, as the prodigiously talented Gambrill had learned to play, after he lost his eyesight as a teenager, violin, viola, piano, guitar, bass, and every brass instrument. He later performed singer-songwriter gigs around San Francisco, accompanying himself on guitar. Then, amazingly, in the late 70s, early 80s, he renamed himself Frederico Cervantes and recorded four albums as a trumpeter. All of this, of course, somewhat overshadows this great album, Mikado. We heard Tit Willow, with a very small part for the flute of Paul Horn, Ben Tucker bass, two drummers, Ray Mosca and Armando Peraza. I feel I must play you another track from this astonishing LP. A bit more of Paul Horn on flute on The Flowers That Bloom in the Spring, tra-la. Don't often get to say tra-la on this programme, so I grab it with both hands, tra-la. Let's go to Paris.
Thank you.
LP on the Tarot label and called Swinging in Paris. The leader is Gérard Pochenet, known universally as Dave. Why Dave? Because his hero was the American drummer Dave Tough. And that was Gérard Pochenet, Dave's own compo, Honey Bee. B as in B-E-A, not Bumble. Gérard Badini, tenor. J.O. Daly, vibes. Henri Renault, piano. Charlie Blaro, bass. And, of course, Dave Gérard Pochenet, drums. Recorded in Paris, October 62. Lucky Thompson, Eli Lucky Thompson, the American tenor man, is also on some of the tracks on this swinging album. Let's squeeze in a vocal.
Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun. How you gonna get your day's work done? Never get your day's work done. Sleeping in the noonday sun. Lazy bones, sleeping in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? Never get your cornmeal made. Sleeping in the evening shade. When taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing the fish won't grab at your line. Lazy bones, loafing through the day. How you gonna make a dime that way? Never make a dime that way. You never hear a word I say. Never make a dime that way. You never hear a word I say.
A Roulette LP recorded in LA, Jan 58, and called Southern Breeze. The singer is Jerry Southern, with the orchestra conducted by Marty Paich. Crackly old LP, though, and I hope that didn't detract from her wonderful version of Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Lazy Bones, a great song. I'll just pick out the best-known musos from this band, plus the soloists. Don Fagerquist, muted trombone, Herb Geller and Georgie Old, tenors, Bob Inevelson, valve trombone, John Kitzmiller, tuba, Bill Pittman, guitar, Mel Lewis, drums. Jerry Southern is often described as a singer's singer. Never really had the commercial success she deserved, even though she did record the occasional poppy record. Next, Summer in Central Park. was the Horace Silver compo Summer in Central Park. I always used to visit a magnificent and peaceful, almost private garden just off Fifth Avenue between 104th and 106th Streets, the Conservatory Gardens, wonderful in all seasons. But for some reason, I've stopped going there. I must restart. This was a Tokyo recorded LP for the Japanese DIW label, August 87. Sir Roland Hanna was the pianist, Richard Davis the bassist, and Frederick Waits drums. Three consummate musos enjoying themselves. From New York to Oslo, easy. Matthias Eich, a Norwegian trumpet player. He has two professional jazz-playing siblings, Johannes and Truda. This song, his own compo At Sea, was recorded in Oslo in May 2014. I'll mangle these Norwegian names. So what's new? Jamund Larsen, violin. Jon Balke, piano. Mats Eilertsen, bass. And Helga Norbakken, percussion. Yes, it was on the ECM label, and good to see them releasing newly recorded vinyl. It's Ellington time.
Thank you.
This is an unusual Ellington LP at the Balmasque, a club at the Hotel Americana in Miami. The band had played there prior to recording this album in a New York recording studio in March-April 58. Crowd noises, mainly applause of course, were then dubbed in later so that Columbia Records could convince saps like me that it was a live performance. The interesting feature of this LP is that of 12 songs, only one, Satin Doll, is an Ellington compo. Rare for the Duke to record that many, 11 out of 12 songs, that he didn't compose. We heard Laugh Clown Laugh. Most of these non-Ellington songs were then discarded by the band. Next, the MJQ. Modern Jazz Quartet on a prestige LP called The Modern Jazz Quartet Plays for Lovers, although why on earth that song, Rose of the Rio Grande, should be in the For Lovers category, I don't know. This is very early MJQ, December 52. It was their very first recording as a quartet, although three of them had been together back in 48 in Dizzy Gillespie's big band, but this is their first real thing together. Milt Jackson, superb on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clue Clark drums. By mid-55, Connie Kay had replaced Clark on drums, Kenny preferring to live in Paris. Do you fancy a bit of funky jazz? From a Paula LP recorded in Chicago in 73 and called Sax and Flute Man, that man being James Moody, and on flute there on Good Sense, Humour Man, Tennyson Stevens piano, Richard Evans bass, and lastly, the unusual formation of two drummers, Andre Fisher rock drums and Marshall Thompson jazz drums and conga, although it's called Congo here. Bassist Richard Evans wrote that song. Here's a song I can totally identify with, Faffing. Thank you. And making her very first appearance on The Real Enjoyment, Jo Fuchs, leading her own quintet in August 2008 at the Clown's Pocket Studio in Kent. Edinburgh-born Jo graduated from both the Guildhall School of Music in London and Berklee in Boston. She also won the Young Jazz Musician of the Year Award in the early 90s. Rather strangely, she's only recorded one album since this 2008 CD called Playing, although I must tell you, she has been very ill for nearly 2 years or so, with Bell's palsy, but is now fortunately back to full health and restarting her career. Can't wait to hear her new stuff. Jo wrote all the songs on this album. We heard Faffing, One of the Joys of Life. Rule is, never finish a faff. Simply go on to the next one. Keep doing that and your life eases along, faff after faff. Ted Beament was on piano, the veteran, Hexham-born Dave Cliff on guitar. I say veteran, he's only 3 years older than me. That does make him a veteran. Ed Harrison, bass, Buster Birch, drums. Get Happy is the title of this next song. Freddie Redd, piano, with Tommy Potter, bass, and Joe Harris, drums, on Harold Arlen's compo Get Happy, recorded September 56 in Stockholm, Sweden. On some of the tracks, Redd is joined by the Swedish trumpeter and Ellingtonian Rolf Eriksson, as well as the American expat trumpeter Benny Bailey. It's a great LP. Now a vocal, but first, as an intro, a snippet of the original version of this song. This may well surprise you.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel.
Yes, the Beatles. The Lennon-McCartney compo A Hard Day's Night, title song of their first film, and it topped the UK charts in the summer of 64. But is it jazz? No, most definitely not. But now let's get Benny Carter to arrange it. See what you think of this version.
It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. He should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'll make him feel all right. You know he works all day to get me money, to buy me things. And he does it just to hear me say, I'm gonna get him everything. So he loves to come home, 'cause when I get him alone, I'll make him feel okay. When he's home, everything seems to be right. When he's home, kissing and holding me tight, so tight. It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. He should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'm gonna make him feel all right. When he's home, everything seems to be right. When he's home, kissing and holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and he's been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. He should be sleeping like a log. But when he comes home to me, where he ought to be, I'm gonna make him feel all right. I'll make him feel all right now. You know it's been a hard day's night, and I just gotta make him feel all right. I'm gonna make him feel okay. I'm gonna make him feel all right.
And that was singer Keely Smith, wife of Louis Prima, and she tended to occupy that small strip of space in between jazz and pop. The popular end of jazz might be the best descriptor. This reprise LP he recorded in LA in 64 is entitled Keely Smith Sings the John Lennon, Paul McCartney Songbook. The jazz great, muso and arranger Benny Carter arranged A Hard Day's Night, plus a few others. Ernie Freeman added his considerable talents to the other arrangements. Buddy Collette, flute, Lincoln Mayorga, piano, Joe Comfort provides that fever-style bass, and Frank Capp, drums. I love this LP, even though it does bring Peter Sellers to mind at times. We're off to Tokyo to meet with some old pals.
Thank you.
recorded for King Records in Tokyo, March 61. Toshiko meets her old pals. She, Toshiko Akiyoshi, moved from China to Japan when only 17, and in Japan discovered jazz. And then she relocated to the US in 56 to initially study at Berkeley and Boston, and then settled in New York. So this is obviously a trip home to Japan. She is reunited here with Sadeo Watanabe on alto, Akira Mitazawa tenor, Toshiko Akiyoshi on piano, of course, Masahiko Togashi bass, and Takeshi Inomata drums. That song, written by Toshika and her then-husband Charlie Mariano, was called, on this Japanese LP, Watasu no Beethoven, or something like that, which Google translates as My Deep Emotion. We've just got time for Stardust, recorded again in Stockholm, this time March 75, for a local Four Leaf Clover LP. Classically trained, Dorothy Donegan is leader and pianist, Jan Allen trumpet, but silent on Stardust, Red Mitchell bass, Lars Samuelson drums. Sadly, that's it for this week. As always, really hope you've enjoyed all the selections, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.